things move slow, but if you're a person that does what you say you're going to do, that goes very far. And if you don't, you're not going to go very far with lenders. You're not going to go very far with partners. You're not going to go very far with investors. And that's just the rules of the game.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Welcome, everybody, to the show, The Naked Truth About Real Estate Investing. I am your host, Javier Hinojo. Today, we have Matthew Baltwell, and he is an ex-podcaster. He invests in multifamily. He just quit his job a few months ago. He lives halfway across the world, and he does bookings for folks on podcasts for anybody who wants to go out there and start raising capital or wants to get their name known. He'll get you on the best podcast like this one and hopefully potentially help you raise capital for your projects. ElitePodcastBookings.com is the name of the company, the name of the website. And we're going to go ahead and have a chat with Matthew. Let's just have Matthew introduce Matthew. Come on, man. Let's go.
Yeah, man. Javier. Well, first of all, pleasure to be here. Great intro. You nailed the name. You nailed the name. So that's the main thing. I appreciate that. So what do you want to know? You want to know the backstory?
Just kind of tell me kind of your backstory. I know you got started in real estate. So just kind of
give me the real estate. Yeah. From as far as the real estate front is concerned, so I got involved with single family units back with my mother back around 2008. She had a portfolio of around 10 properties, helped manage fixing and flipping, doing demo, all basically running, grabbing flyers, doing that whole thing and painting and doing all the dirty work. You know, and then 08 happened. My mother was overextended and she basically had to liquidate all of her properties. So that was my first touch point with real estate, single family. Fast forward to, and I was always interested in real estate and, you know, but I never really took a bigger leap of faith. So fast forward to around 2016, I left the United States, attempted to travel the world, wound up in Thailand, fell in love, got married. Now I'm still in Thailand. But while I was abroad, I wanted to get involved in multifamily. And I thought, okay, like what's my next move? So when I go back to the States, how am I going to get involved halfway around the world, yada, yada, yada. And so I got on BiggerPockets. I created a digital meetup and it had about 6 to 8 people that were in the group. And it ran for about 2 to 3 months. And one person who wasn't in the group, but basically was on the sidelines and was following my progress. And I stayed in touch with this person. They eventually put me in touch with the lead principal of a private equity firm that was just basically starting grassroots. And I started basically doing some marketing, started helping underwriting some deals, basically anything to do to get my foot in the door. And then one thing led to another. And then I was able to basically work my way up within the company, help out with the asset management, get in and start investing in the GP shares. And long story roundabout, that's how I got involved with multifamily halfway around the world. I started a podcast booking service for real estate investors, which helps them raise capital. And I started that in May of 2020. And so, yeah, that's kind of my whirlwind of adventure into multifamily and single family.
Okay, awesome. So the name of the podcast, what is the name of the podcast? I got it right here somewhere, but I lost my
Yeah. So the name of the company is Elite Podcast Bookings. But I didn't say that prior to that, I had a podcast myself for 114 episodes. It's called Real Estate Journeys. I had people coming to my show, pitching to be on my show. I was going on other shows. And I was like, listen, like this process is broken. Like I can help these people raise more capital. I'll just start a company basically specializing in real estate investors. So I created that company called Elite Podcast Bookings, which basically helps place, you know, capital raisers, syndicators, real estate investors on industry leading podcasts to help them facilitate their marketing and basically encourage them to, or help them gain more capital and
awesome.
Do bigger deals.
So then the podcast, you done with the podcast?
With the Real Estate Journeys, I kind of got burnt out. I got to 114 episodes. I had a good run, but I just didn't enjoy it as much. And so I just decided to part ways and kind of focus on different business ventures.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. You know, a lot of people start something and they don't enjoy it. And it's like, hey, this is actually might be holding me back. But they just keep doing it, right? Because they just started. I'm like, man, why are you doing something that you don't like? Like, I believe people should be married for as long as they want to be with each other, right? People say, hey, marriage is for life. And that's everybody's, my opinion is, if you don't want to be married anymore because that person doesn't love you anymore, you don't love that person, right? If somebody in the relationship does not want to work it out, why are you going to stay married your whole life, man? You're going to be miserable. You have one life.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, with for sure.
Right. You know, if you're not enjoying it, just like I wasn't enjoying single family, right? I didn't want to scale that. And so I stopped doing that. So that is super cool because I did some research on your podcast. You were top 1.5% on your, you know, the niche that you were in. And so it was, you got up there ranked pretty high. So that must have been, you know.
Yeah, we had a good go. Like I said, 114 episodes. I mean, I can't remember what it was on Apple Podcasts, but there's like, I think we had close to maybe 100 reviews. But yeah, it just kind of got difficult also with like the scheduling and then halfway around the world. And I'm doing this podcast for people back in America. And it would be like, hey, and then I remember I recorded Rod Khalif at like literally like 4 a.m. And luckily he's a ball of energy and he did most of the talking. But I was like, oh my God. Like I was new to the game, right? It's hard for me to batch content. I didn't know about all that. And it was just like, okay. But yeah, no, it was a good learning experience for sure.
Awesome. So Elite Podcast Bookings with an S.com. Yep. That'll be down in the show notes as well. Instagram, Matthew, which is M-A-T-T-H-E-W. Last name is B-A-L-T-Z-E-L-L, right? Matthew. And on Instagram, I'm going to be your next follower. I just clicked on that. And we also have I believe I have like some link tree in here. No, when I went to your Elite Podcast Bookings, there is a place there for I'm able to get to your other social media channels. So cool. I see you have a YouTube video, YouTube. Yep. Elite Podcasting Bookings as well. That's in Instagram. On your Instagram, there's actually like a Linktree button, right? Which takes you to your other social medias, your Twitter, LinkedIn, correct, and YouTube channel. So I'm going to subscribe now to your YouTube channel. So now you have another subscriber. So thank you, Matthew, for being on the show. So there you go. At least you get that. And you get yourself a new follower and a new subscriber.
There we go. Doubling down. Things are on the up and up, Javier. I'm liking it already.
And if you have a newsletter, I will also.
There you go. I have a newsletter as well. Sign up. There you go.
Cool. So it looks pretty cool. I like this. You have this keyboard on your website, which says, hey, sign up to the newsletter. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm trying to get better at branding, minimalism, color schemes, et cetera, you know?
For sure. All right. Well, before we start talking about the services you provide for your clients, just kind of tell me, so through the private equity firm you were involved in, is that how you got to your 700 plus doors?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And they're all multifamily in the US?
Correct. Yeah. So let's see, I'll get the door count off, but basically ballpark. There is 100 plus units in Fayetteville, Georgia. There's 100 plus units in Noonan, Georgia. There's 100 plus units in Gainesville, Georgia, and then 100 plus units in Orlando, or 200 plus units in Orlando, Florida, and 100 plus units in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And then I think that's it off the top of my head.
Oh, that's pretty good, man. That's awesome.
Whatever that math adds up to, 150, 130, 150, 200. Yeah.
Which is great. I asked that question because, and it's going to come right in, jump into the services you provide. So I get a lot of folks, right, that tell me, hey, I'm buying multifamily. I'm doing the transition. I don't like when people tell me, hey, I'm looking to buy multifamily. No. You're buying multifamily, right? You're buying commercial property. Sounds like, you know, exact same thing. Don't say you're looking to buy commercial property, right? Say I'm buying commercial property. So when somebody's buying commercial property, right, multifamily, I get this question asked, right? You know how you find the deals, how you finance it. But the number one, probably the top question is, you know, how do I get the money, right? And folks are always asking me, how do I get the money? How do I get the money? How do I get the money? So how can you help them potentially?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, the best time to network is not when you need your network, right? So whether you are doing real estate deals or you're trying to find a new job or you're trying to raise capital, you don't want to start on day one, right? Like if you're like, the best time to look for a job is when you already have a job, right? You're not feeling pressure. So if you're trying to raise capital or if you're trying to find money for a property, right? So let's say you think you want to, whatever, you want to buy a fourplex, or you think you want to go big and buy 50 units or 100 units, and whatever you're, wherever you're buying it, whatever market you're using, let's say you want to raise $1 million to purchase whatever, half the property, you want to be a co-GP, whatever you want to do. So let's just say you want to raise $1 million. I would look to my network. I would see who's interested in what I'm currently doing within the real estate. So we'll just say multifamily. You're raising $1 million for property in Georgia. And you're like, okay, I got an uncle who's been, you know, pounding my door. I could probably get $100,000 from him. Okay, well, now I'm $900,000 short. Let me ask my mom. Let me ask my friends. Let me ask my neighbor. Hopefully, meanwhile, you've already been telling your people that you've already been doing this. They've seen you maybe done a deal or two. You started a newsletter. You started making a YouTube video. You started making some podcasts. You're generating a buzz, right? And now you're like, okay, maybe I'm only good for $150,000. So, okay, maybe you're only good for $150,000. Then you could start basically reaching out to other individuals, LinkedIn, et cetera, et cetera. And then from there, let's say you're only able to do $200,000. Okay, so now you know you're able to have $200,000 in capital, and maybe you get on bigger pockets. You go to your local RIA and you say, listen, I have $200,000 of capital that I can bring to the table. I want to get in on a syndication and count me in 100%, $200,000. I can bring that in. I just want to see how the deal flows. I want to see from A to Z all the way to the exit. I want to be in on the ground floor. Boom, you do that. You get your $200,000. You make your investors happy. Everything's smooth sailing. Now, when you come back around again to do another deal, you say, look, I've exited a property. These are the returns that I was promised. Now, all of a sudden, you're providing value. And it's just kind of like a snowball and marketing effect. So the best time to start networking and trying to raise capital is not necessarily when you need capital. Because if I have a deal and then all of a sudden you say, yeah, like I'm really interested. I said, great. Can you raise $500,000? Can you raise $200,000? Like, yeah, sure, I can. And then you scramble, right? And now you're like, now I'm going to build this list. Now I'm going to go talk to my rich uncle. Now I'm going to go talk to my mom and my dad and my cousin. And they say, nah. Or maybe you come up, let's say, with $50,000. So now you've already told somebody who you've got your foot in the door with that you could do $200,000. They're relying on you. Then you renege and you say, oh, by the way, I can only bring $50,000. I'm $150,000 short. Now they need to scramble because the deadline's closing. Now they need to have other people raise more capital. They need to figure it out. And then they're not going to want to do business with you. So yeah, you might get your foot in the door, but you've already started off on a negative footnote, right? And you don't want that. So you want to basically underpromise and overdeliver. And you want to do what you're going to say you're going to do. And one of the things about real estate is almost like it's a good old boys club, right? Shake hands, kiss babies, you know, things move slow. But if you're a person that does what you say you're going to do, like that goes very far. And if you don't, I mean, you're not going to go very far with lenders. You're not going to go very far with partners. You're not going to go very far with investors. And that's just the rules of the game.
Well, Matthew, so I got a follow-up question. But did you like listen to one of my podcast episodes? Because that sounded just like me. You know, I said, hey,
yeah, it's interesting, right? Because if you think about it, right, real estate is very simplistic. A lot of things are very simplistic, right? Drink water, exercise, go to bed early, like don't lie. Like you're probably going to have a pretty good life, right? People drink, they smoke, they eat a lot of sugar, like they're fat, right? Like it's very, your life is very simple, right? Spend less than you make, like you'll make good investments, you'll be rich, like real estate, right? It's almost like make a good investment.
Yep.
Take care of the property. You know, it's like you could, I haven't even listened to a full episode. I've listened to a partial of an episode, right? But it's like, I can only guess. Like that's what it takes to be a good capital raiser. That's what it takes to be a good real estate investor.
On the very first project, right? I tried to raise the money before I even had my network, right? I mean, I was flipping houses. So I had a good network of people that would give me money to flip houses, but it was all local, right? So all of a sudden I have a property 5 hours away in another state. And I'm like, man, I need to raise $1 million, piece of cake, right? And I told the group, I'm raising all the money, $1 million, and I got punched in the face, and I only brought $200K. That's huge. In the face. Wow. I need to really start working this. I need to really start letting everybody know, like you said, Instagram, right? Facebook, you know, so do some content and start telling everybody, hey, I'm buying commercial properties, right? Because I was a flipper. And all of a sudden, buying a building, just... From 180 degrees, you know, it's like one to the other. I'm buying a building. They're like, "What the hell are you doing, man?"
Yeah, if you're saying you're bringing a million and you only bring 200,000, like, I mean, 80% off. Like, I mean, could you just imagine, like, you go into a job interview or something, like, yeah, we're going to pay you $100,000. You're like, oh, great. Like, this is great. I like this job. And they're like, we're 80,000 short. Like, we'll give you 20. You're like, whoa, bro. Like, this is the worst company ever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You could not deliver on that extra 100,000. Like, they're like, who is this guy? Like, no. So yeah. Yeah. You had to learn the hard way for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. So then tell me about Elite Podcast Bookings. So tell me about the steps, right? Say I'm like, what's your ideal client?
Yeah. So our ideal client is basically, typically they are in the multifamily or they are in the storage unit space. Basically they're a syndicator or a sponsor. Somebody that is like, kind of like we're talking about, taking a large pool of capital and either helping a co-sponsor, they're bringing money to the table to help close the deal, or they are the main sponsor and they are closing the deal. And so basically what we do is we work with them on placing them on industry leading podcasts. And that basically works as a marketing funnel for them to help acquire more investors. So as you know, having a podcast basically positions you as a thought leader. And from this, you'll hear people that will listen to you and be like, okay, they like you, know you, and trust you. And they will reach out to you and say, hey, you know, if 30% of your audience is a first time investor, or they want to go from single family to multifamily, you know, now they know who to look to because they like you, know you, trust you. And now you've already been developing this network. You've had this podcast, you've done 100+ episodes, et cetera. You know, now I'm ready to invest and I'm going to reach out to you, and you have properties in whatever, Pennsylvania, and we'll just say whatever, Ohio, right? And I'm like, okay, I like these areas of the country. They're close to me. I'm familiar with them. Yeah, let me reach out. Okay, 68% pref, blah, 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 blah. And that's what we kind of do. We help place the real estate investors on the podcast, help them facilitate the marketing, and they get more investors.
Oh, that is awesome. So tell me the process, right? I say, hey, Matthew, kind of tell me where I should be, right? Should I have any experience in real estate? Should I have maybe a little bit? Does it matter if I've done a few houses and I want to transition over to multifamily, right? So yeah. Hey, it's a good idea to start coming on these podcasts, talk about your experience,
talk about
like, what would you say to me if I was, I'll give you an example, right? We're on a call and I say, hey, Matthew, I've been in real estate for 3 years. I did, 15 flips. I have 3 rentals and I want to buy, I'm starting to buy multifamily, right? So how can you help me get my name out there so I can draw investors and build my list and get my credibility higher?
For sure. So yeah. So, if you look at your digital footprint, right? So if you look at your digital footprint, are you on Instagram? Are you on LinkedIn? Are you on YouTube? Are you, what social media channels are you on? So if you're basically starting at ground zero and you have none, right? You would be very naive to think the first person you approach at Ralph's or whatever your grocery store is, that you will get money from them, or the first relative that you will approach, or the first person that you meet on the internet is going to give you money. So if you think, hey, I'm going to go on Bigger Pockets, my first podcast ever, I've never been on a podcast before, I'm going to go on there and all of a sudden I'm going to raise $1 million. Well, American Express says it takes 7 different touch points with people before they actually decide to take action. Javier, this is the first time I'm speaking with you. I like you. I'm starting to trust you more as this episode goes on, right? But am I going to give you all my money right now? I don't know. Maybe, probably not. But if I listen to another podcast, we start talking over Instagram, 6, 8, 9, half a month, a year goes by. Now I'm ready. Now I'm ready to. So people that are constantly developing their network, going on podcasts, they heard you on Rod Khalif's. They heard you on Joe Fairless's. They heard you on Javier's podcast. They hear you on Whitney Sewell's podcast. And they're like, this is the guy that keeps talking about going on podcasts. He lives halfway around the world. I remember this guy. Let me reach out. Then they go on my Instagram. Then they go on my YouTube channel. Then they go on my newsletter. And there's all these different touch points. And now they become comfortable. They like me. They know me. They trust me. They see me, right? It resonates. You can't fake a digital footprint. You can't fake 50+ episodes, 100+ episodes, right? You can't be like, I have a podcast. Like, oh, great. Let me check it out online. Well, I'm printing 100 of those tomorrow, right? It takes time to write 100 blog posts. 100 something says a lot about you, right? So if you meet somebody at Ralph's quickly, hey, what do you do? Oh, I help real estate investors raise capital. Oh, tell me more. I just looked me up on Instagram, MatthewBaldsell.com or whatever, right? And they're like, oh, they go there, they see all your stuff. Oh, they enter your funnel, they sign up for your newsletter, they send you a message, hey, I met you at Ralph's. Now, all of a sudden, they've got a gang of your podcasts they can consume, newsletters, everything. And then if you have social proof, maybe you were on bigger podcasts or bigger pockets. There we go. Maybe you're on bigger pockets. You know, I can't say that word. Maybe you were featured in Forbes. Maybe you were on CNN. Maybe you're the go-to person for Fox News. I don't know. But now all of a sudden somebody sees you and they're like, well, he's on Fox News. This guy must be legit. Yeah, I'm ready to invest. Right. So
what you're telling me, Matthew, is that you can get me there by this weekend, right? That's how quickly you can do it.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah. So well, no. You're saying as a capital raiser?
So today, right? If we do business today, and today is, let's just say today is a Wednesday, by Saturday I can raise my first million. Is that easy? Oh my goodness. That is awesome.
Yeah. You would be doing deals left and right. You would be the man. For sure.
I know. So talk to me about like somebody who kind of has, that's unrealistic, right? Like,
yep.
You know, it's, you know, you just can't say, Hey Matthew, here's my 10 grand. I'm just throwing a number out there.
Yeah.
Me, I mean, I would pay 20, 30 grand for this kind of service. Right. So yep. If you're charging 50, then it's worth 50. Right. But I definitely pay, you know, 10, 20, 30 K just to get on these shows. So, you know, I have to, you know, let everybody know you gotta be realistic, right? Just like you said, it takes time. Just because you hire a coach, or I'm new to this and I hire your company, it's not going to happen in 3 days, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to set the expectations, which I'm glad you did, right? You talked about building the brand, starting from, if you have not started from somewhere, you got to have something to build it up. Because a lot of things you were saying just started hitting me, because I've had people that I've known for 3 years, right? That finally messaged me, say, hey, I got to deploy some capital by the end of the year, right? Possibly some tax breaks. You know, can you help me out? There's somebody messaged me, hey, I'm on your episode 156 of your podcast, right? Like, okay, you got like 34 to go, man. And he's like, man, once I'm done, I want to have a chat, because I want to, you know, I had a few exits on a couple of business. I want to invest in some of your projects. Somebody wants to listen to all my episodes, right? Before they possibly invest in one of my projects, right? People do that. Like you said, hey, you meet somebody on internet today, they might not give you money. They're probably not, 99% of the time. They're not. But is that person when you've had that constant contact with them, right? 5, 6, 10, 12, 1 year, 6 months, 3 years, 5 years, right? So it's just that time, the contact, and you got to start somewhere. And definitely podcasts are a great way, because you can grab that, cut it up, put it in your social media. You can repurpose all that, put it on your website that you came on the podcast, you're featured here, you're featured there, is definitely a bonus. So that's cool, because I haven't seen anybody do what you do as far as trying to connect folks in like the multifamily kind of the higher level podcast for, you know, capital raising. So that is awesome.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Let me see if I had any other questions here. I had a list of questions. You pretty much knocked every one of them out. Bam, 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 bam. There, which is awesome. Let me see. I got through this one, that one. Cool. So Elite Podcast Bookings.com. Go there, check it out. There's also links to Instagram. And on the Instagram page, there's also some link trees for a YouTube channel and other newsletter and items like that. So this is awesome, Matthew. Thank you so much for coming on. Before we switch to my favorite part of the show, is that's where you're really going to trust me. You're really going to give me all your money. Because after we do this, we're going to be like, really, right?
Chum it up.
Anything else that you'd like to share before we go here to my favorite part of the show?
No, I mean, if you go to elitepodcastbookings.com, you go in the upper right-hand corner, you schedule a call, enter the promo code Javier, will give you 15% off your first 3 months of the service. So yeah, Elite Podcast Bookings, schedule a consultation and we'll enter the promo code Javier and yeah, we'll go from there.
Awesome. 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 All right. So I'm going to share my screen with you and you let me know when you see my screen.
Oh, this is awesome. All right. I like this.
So we are doing the Naked Truth Roulette, which has nothing to do with real estate, right? I'm just going to ask you three random questions just to kind of get to know you a little bit more personal, right? People say, hey, you know, Matthew has 700 units. He traveled the world. Yeah. He's out living out in Thailand. Mm. He worked for private equity. Who is this guy? This guy's a robot. Yeah. You know, what is he doing, right? Hey, man, we're still all humans, right? We still have our personalities and we still have daily battles, you know, but we're not different than anybody else. We just do, we just hang out with the different people. That's pretty much it. Right? We got different connections. So let's roll. Here is the first question on the Naked Truth Roulette. All right. Do you have any tattoos?
Yes, I have two tattoos on my wrist and on my rib. Cool.
Awesome. Tattoos, wrist, and a rib. Okay, you're a tattoo guy. I'm 43. I don't have any tattoos. And when I land on this part, I always tell folks that I'm not against tattoos. I just, every time I want to get one, I think about it and then I forget and I never show up to get one. So I guess it's not meaningful enough yet, right?
There you go.
So awesome. Great answer. Great question here. Two tattoos. That is awesome. All right, let's go. Second question. All right. If you could take any celebrity on a date, who would it be?
Well, I'm married. So, but if I could, kind of out of the celebrity loop nowadays, halfway around the world, I would go with, I don't even know. I'll just say Beyonce. She seems like a cool person. All right. Cool, huh? Hey, I don't know. I'm trying to think like actually, maybe like Mila Kunis. She seems cool. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. One of them.
When I answered this question myself, I had like eight people that I had thought about and I just started just shotting them out.
Rapid fire.
My wife was next, was in the other room. She's like, I heard all that. I'm like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, there you go.
I heard everything. So, all right, let's roll. Third question. All right. What is the craziest thing you ever snuck into a movie theater?
Beer, food.
Okay. What kind of food?
No, probably just beer. Beer. I mean, the food was like candy and popcorn. I've definitely brought beer.
I've never done beer or wine or liquor. I've done like Chinese food. I've done ice cream. You know, I've done like, you know, snacks, right? But I've never done like alcohol. And I'm sure that part's illegal because you probably can't drink it in there because it's not yours.
Oh, yeah. But as a kid, I do the cough with the can.
Sure. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. So that might be my next one. You know, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But thank you so much, Matthew, for surviving the Naked Truth Roulette.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Javier.
All right. Well, thank you so much again for being on the show. ElitePodcastBookings.com. Everything will be on the show notes, links to the websites, to his social media. Guys, go check out Matthew's website. And thank you once again for being on the show. I am your host, Javier. Don't lose your shirt. Just as promised, I like to give out free stuff, some tools and tips that's actually helped me in my business. There's nothing out there like getting some free stuff that people have spent a lot of time, energy in putting together. It's like a referral. Somebody asked me for an electrician. You don't know what kind of brain damage I had to go through to give you this good referral for an electrician. You got to appreciate referrals from people, okay? Because they went through a lot to find that one good person. So I'm going to give you my due diligence template for buying apartment buildings. It's attached to monday.com. It is an affiliate link, so they're going to send me a kickback. Not a lot, but a little bit. But you can either download it as an Excel or you can put it on monday.com. Monday.com is pretty cool because it's a project management platform software. It's super cool. I use it all the time for my social media, for my team, tracking deals, doing tasks for everybody. It's actually pretty good. You can track construction. It's a project management platform. It's a really cool Monday, like the day, monday.com. So my due diligence checklist is there for free for you.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.